Well, what goes around comes around, eh? Now, this Murray Goulburn milk processing mob. Having ripped off the farmer, they've told a Senate Estimates Committee on Monday they are considering forgiving some of the debt, quote-unquote debt, incurred by its supplier farmers as a result of last year's, quote-unquote, overpayments. There's a mongrel mob, this, I can tell you. That's Murray Goulburn's language, not mine. Not the mongrel mob, that's my language. Debt and overpayments are theirs. The truth is, Murray Goulburn's suppliers did not incur any debt whatsoever. What happened is that in April, this mongrel mob slashed the price it pays farmers for their milk from 42 cents a litre to 37.4 cents a litre, just like that. Then in June, it lowered it to 33 cents a litre, well below the farmer's cost of production, farm gate price. 38 cents a litre is the break-even price. And these cuts were imposed retrospectively, which, according to this mongrel mob, Murray Goulburn, required 2,600 farmers collectively to pay this mongrel mob, Murray Goulburn, $200 million, about $150,000 per farmer. In other words, there was no debt. This mongrel mob, Murray Goulburn, simply decided unilaterally to pay its farmers less for future milk and claw back money it had paid them under contract for milk in the past. Now this mongrel mob are trying to make themselves sound charitable by telling a Senate Estimates Committee it may forgive some of these retrospective payments that it demanded from farmers. Since April, and this is the go-around, come-around, since April, 200 dairy farmers, heroes, have broken their contracts with this mob and have deprived the company of 350 million litres of milk. No wonder they're getting desperate. No wonder they're getting desperate. Now this mongrel mob, Murray Goulburn, will reportedly have to close plants once its milk supply falls below the 400 million litre mark. Round 1, 2, 3 and 4 to the farmers. What goes around comes around.